3D virtual world site called cybertown.com. That has a lot of kids and older people who, when I'm recruiting writers, I'm chatting with them, I'm typing out questions and like that, and they type back, "I can't write!" Or as some people have said, "I can't string three words together." Well, if you say, "I can't write," that's three words strung together, they fit, they make sense, they communicate. Writing is all about communication. And you've all written, or else you never did go to school. Anybody here who didn't go to school? Any football players? Okay. Then you've all gone to school. You've all written. How many of you have written a novel? Oh, well. All right, cool.
I tried.
Well, then you'd love NaNoWriMo. National Novel Writing Month. Have you ever done that?
I've heard of it.
In 1 month, your goal is to write 50,000 words. And then after you've done that, that's in November. In March, you can go do NaNoEdMo, National Novel Editing Month, where you spend 50 hours editing the 50,000 words you wrote in November. And it's fun. It's a writing community. You get to meet people, and people have their own little workshops online and stuff, information. Well, all that information is available to you with download from my site in a free ebook. That's what I put together, a series of links for beginning writers, and we'll talk about some of it. Now you can see I'm standing here, of course, dressed in my $1,500 Italian suit. You know, clearly the picture of success, right? How many of you get up in the morning and go immediately to your computer? Okay, now leave those hands up, look around. How many of you don't get dressed to go get on your computer? This is the benefit of writing for online media. There's none of this getting ready to go to work. Getting dressed, taking that 5 extra minutes with your hair, Dana, so that you can look socially acceptable. Now, of course, if you're one of those who does web blogs and it's video, well, it may be a different kind of video, or else you get yourself primped up and looking good for that because you don't know who may be tuning in. But if you're like most of us, you don't have the camera there or on. You are simply happy to be online, checking the email, and doing whatever your routine is. And all of us have an online routine. That's the funny thing. We have the entire internet available to us. But if you'll check, if you'll just sit down and one day write down where you go and what you do, and come back a week later and do the same thing, you'll find out you don't go a whole lot of different places. You've created a routine of what you do. There are certain sites you go, certain things you do, certain activities. But that's not what we're here for. And I am about ready to have a heart attack because of the number of people that are actually sticking around here. Wow, that's cool. Okay, this is my first national presentation, and I'm having a blast with it, and I hope you will too. But some of you, or all of you, are going to have to work because this isn't a panel. You can see all our, you know, millions of panelists back here. This is a workshop, and the goal of this workshop is writing for online media. If you chat, you can write. And that's what I'm going to prove to you today. So, when we have this stuff, can we get this, you know, moved out of the way so those who want to can come up here? If you're comfortable sitting back there and writing, that's fine, but you may need a table to write on. And that's what I would like to do, is have as many of you as can fit up here, grab a chair, come on up. You can even sit back here if you want to. I don't have a problem with that. Those chairs are already ready.
Yeah, one of you have to sit back here first. Oh, yeah.
And what I will do is I will give you some handouts.
You always make things interesting, John.
I always try. I don't believe in doll. It's just a personal predilection of mine. I actually have, I think, 12 pencils or pens. My goodness, thank you for being the very first, Dana. You get that card to start with. There are two cards. And Dana, I am assigning you the task of making sure that if they don't have paper, they do.
Oh, I got this
book
with the food stains.
Oh, you will. Everybody gets one. That's why I had it made. Okay. Here, in fact, I'll put you in charge of making sure everybody gets a card. And I'll put you in charge of making sure everybody gets a pen. Okay?
You have a pen.
Now.
You have a pen?
See how easy you are.
You need a pen?
Oh, well, you do. Well, I better make darn sure they get a couple of the cards then, right? Okay. Well, I'll make it easy for you guys. Hopefully, she'll hand out that card too.
Oh, this.
Yeah. Let's see. Now, isn't that a hoot? I've got all those cards and I don't know what that is. And I didn't bring any more of those.
Here. These people
oh,
here.
Cool. We'll see if we have enough.
Oh. I'm running down to the end. And I write bad.
No, my God.
What? What did you do? We need one more card.
Not a problem.
I even grabbed them.
All right.
I need one. Here. She gave away her own card.
You see, just cannot trust anybody these days.
I think I took your card because I didn't have one. I'm sorry.
Okay. How many of you, and I'll exclude these two here because they tell me they got to do 2,000 words for today. How many of you have written something for online? We got one, two, three. 4, 5, 6, 7. Excellent. You haven't written anything for online?
I'm just not staff.
Don't give me excuses. Give me an answer.
Yes.
All right. You got a yes. How about you?
No.
No? Ti absolvo in nomine patri, spiritui sancti. Now, my child, go and sin a little less. This is the 21st century. Get online.
Not very good with email.
You don't. Not very good with email. Did you learn how to speak English?
Yes.
You can learn email.
He's an engineer.
Give him a tech site. You give him a tech site on his subject, he'll be writing email in 10 minutes. Okay. Do any of you use any writing resources?
What does he remember that?
Like?
Go ahead.
AP.
AP. APA?
No,
Associated Press.
Yeah.
Okay, copy paste literally. Yeah,
well,
okay.
But I'm not talking more like style book and things like that.
Oh, no, that's APA. But yeah, AP has their own style sheet too. Okay, here is one magazine that I find highly readable. It's called The Writer. Now, there's Writer's Digest, and it's much more famous. They have a site too, and that's all in my book. The Writer is also in the book. I subscribe to Writer's Digest and The Writer. In fact, I slyly subscribe to Writer's Digest because my wife bought the subscription, so it's in her name. Not my choice, but hey, it didn't cost me anything, so that's okay. It worked. Now, as I said, you see me dressed here, dressed for fame and success. Just like you do when you get up in the morning and go to the computer. Well, I've got more clothes on, but I could have come in naked, but I think we would have had less people here. Or maybe more. I don't know. I heard last night that the Japanese adult anime thing, they were backed up beyond the door. So you never know. It's just that kind of world. Okay, now, you've got paper in front of you, don't you? All right. Should I test somebody? Who thinks I should test somebody? Okay, then I'll be kind. You were just about to be tested, David.
Oh, no.
Okay, writing a news story. Here's what I want you to write down on your paper. It's very simple. Who? Leave space to the side. Don't write Dave. Because you're going to be writing next to that. What? Now, hopefully you've got who and what down. And I'm talking over it to give you time to get it written. Who, what, where? Okay? Now, if you've got who, what, where, you're doing great. The next one is, anybody know?
When.
We have a bunch of journalists here. Who, what, when? Did I say where yet?
No, you missed that one.
What, where?
No, that was next. That's why I said.
Oh, okay.
I'll mix them up. I'll say who, what, where, when instead of who, what, when, where. So you got who, what, when, where. What comes next? Anybody know?
Why.
Why? Is there anything else?
Oh.
How? That's the old traditional journalism I grew up when I was an international correspondent at 17. When I was sports editor of the school of annual and sports editor of the school paper. Who, what, where, why, and how? Here's your story. If you've got those questions answered, you've got your news story. Then it's just cobbling together those three words to make sense of it. You know, putting it together. So right now, we're going to write a news story. I'll give you three choices. And by the way, we're going to share them. Those who are willing to. If you're absolutely unwilling to, I'll skip you. If you're willing to, we'll share them with the group. Okay? That means all of us, because we're all here together. Okay, so you got who, what, where, when, why, and how. And not all of those will apply to any given story, because we're going to do a real simple one here. Okay, here's the first one. Here's your title, if you choose it. I'll give you three titles. My DragonCon Experience. Second one. My job. Third one, the coolest thing that's happened in my life. So write down the one you like, whether it's my DragonCon experience. What did I say the second one was?
My job.
My job. What did I say the third one was?
Coolest thing that's happened in my life.
Coolest thing that's happened in my life. Gosh, it's nice when you know people are actually listening. And that, by the way, if you ever get into presentations, it's the easiest way to check. If everybody sits silent, you say, uh-oh, I got to do something different here pretty quick.
Yeah.
Okay? So, we've got that who, what, where, when, why, and how. My DragonCon experience, my job, the coolest thing that's happened in my life. Write the answers to those questions. We'll give you about 5 minutes. And if any of you have any individual questions you want to ask, you know, I'm available. Or likewise, if you want to look at these, I'll lay them up here. Two examples sit next to me. that and raise your hand.
Yeah, I have that trouble a lot. It makes my hands hurt to actually write. We had cocktails last night at Hacking 201, and I think that was part of the shots.
Okay.
Because there was lime, too.
Okay. Everybody done? Anybody done?
I'm done.
Cool. Excellent. Okay. If you still work hot, that's fine and dandy. No problem. Okay. Let's see what you came up with. Okay. So who wants to volunteer? I'm proud of you. Way to go. Okay. What's your name?
Carolyn.
Carolyn?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You're the very first volunteer. So, would you be so kind so they can see you and stand up and read it to them?
Okay. Not quite sure what you wanted, okay? But I talked about my DragonCon experience, and I said, Carolyn, Karen, and Vi were going to walk in the parade at DragonCon for the first time with their favorite actor, Eric Etteberry, from Witchblade. And it was in the morning, and they were all hungover from partying too much that night before. So they were late, and they hurried down the street, but they went down the wrong freaking Peachtree Street. There's two Peachtree Streets that nobody told us. We're all from out of town. That's not on the paper, but that's what happened. And so we went down the wrong street, but luckily we found a stormtrooper and Lord of the Rings elf to help us, guide us down to Woodruff Park, where we knew we were in the right place because there were stormtroopers and Klingons, and so that's it.
Yeah, you knew. Oops. You weren't in Boston. Yeah, give her a hand. One, she got brave enough to get up to read what she wrote. Now, I don't only one criticism. You said, I don't know what you wanted.
Yeah.
Here's my criticism. It doesn't matter what I want. I'm not paying you. If I was paying you, then it matters what I want. Okay? But if I'm not paying you, and you're writing, it matters what you want. So you tell the tale the way you want, because it's your story. And that's the essence of writing, when you can't, unless you're a paid journalist. Then it's write, editor, whatever you want, because the publisher pays, and it's nice to get paid. And some of you may end up getting paid someday, okay? Now, do we have another volunteer? Come on, Dana. You work in a newsroom.
Most of my life, I have the memories of listening to Prairie Home Companion every Saturday night, and in September 2004, I had the unique opportunity to see Garrison Keillor live at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee. After finding out that he was going to be there the following night, I purchased one ticket and sat in the chairs at the former home of the Grand Ole Opry and listened to a unique one of the greatest poets and writers and of our generation share his own rhyming experience with us.
Very good. Okay. So now we got two. Okay? Anybody else who wants to share? Or are we going to be that way?
I guess we're going to be that way.
Willing to share? Willing to share? Okay. And let's move to one more step. Because nobody believes this, but it's simple truth. Is each and every one of us needs an editor. It's a fact. You talk about times. How many times have you written something, read it through five times, turned it in for a school assignment, and got it back circled with all these errors? Yeah, I'm right there with you, girl. And I do it daily on my news magazine because I have arthritis. I have tendonitis, I have these three fingers numb, so my typing on my laptop tends to be just a little rough from time to time.
That's your first mistake, you need to get a keyboard to connect.
Yeah,
to
I thing. Know, but when I travel, it's the laptop. It's a thought, I've played with wireless. But, you know, I'm trying to deal with the actual problem of tendonitis, you know, first. It seems to be more sensible. Okay. And so we're going to go to a next step in a minute. But first, who wants to hand me their story? I'm going to edit it as I read it.
Okay. Thank you very kindly.
If you don't read it.
Yeah. Looks like my writing.
Oh, never mind.
Then you should be able to read it.
Did a nice job right at the top. He's got who, what, where, when, why, how. And my... what? Experience. My DreamCon experience.
I just listed your questions.
Okay, list them. Truth. I didn't know it at the time. The coolest thing, and I'm just reading it to him now, that happened to me in a period is at Fort Lee. You know, that's tough.
No, I didn't know it at the time. The coolest thing that happened to me happened 37 years ago in Fort Lee, Virginia, when my daughter Michelle was born. Now, every day when I take a sometimes accidental glance back at my life, I see, I can't read my writing.
I hear that's why a lot of us like those keyboards.
Yeah, I don't have the brains. Or see one of my grandkids. All I think of is that was cool, that was fun. And every day it gets cooler.
Okay, every day, the essence of your story is, first it was a child, 37 years ago?
Right.
Okay, what's your child's name?
Michelle.
Okay, your child, Michelle. And since then, the grandchildren?
Yes.
Okay. So you've got, basically, the coolest thing that happened to you happened 37 years ago at Fort Lee, Virginia. Your daughter, Michelle, was born. Now, every day, when I take a...
I look back at my life.
When I take a... Now, it looks like you've got love there. Love times...
No, a glance back.
Glance back at my life. Or my, let's see, I think, okay. I've got the essence of it. Okay. Now, remember, who, what, where, when, why, and how. 37 years ago, the neatest thing in my life happened. My daughter Michelle was born. Since that day, and watching her grow, and watching what happened, I have looked back at those experiences with happiness and satisfaction. And now, I'm a grandparent. And I see my grandchildren grow. And the joy continues. That's just one simple way to rewrite what he did.
That's why I'm not a writer.
Mm-hmm. But you can be. And you've told the story. The essence of the story is there. But in a minute, you'll see what can be done in another way. Because no two editors edit in the same way either. But now I've got, in this room, a self-proclaimed professional journalist.
who tells me that in an instant, because of his years of experience, he can tell us a story.
And so we're going to put him on the spot. Would you introduce yourself?
My name's Chris Conroy, but because there's so many Chris around, I usually go bike here when I'm not working. I spent 5 years working for a newspaper up in rural New York, one of the top weekly newspapers in New York State. And before that, I spent 5 years working for my college newspaper and learning all the intricacies of professional and technical communication so I can translate between engineers and artists and normal people.
And know who's who.
Yes, that's right. So I've got my feet in three arenas at any given time.
I hear you.
Okay. Tricky with 2 feet.
Which of the three stories would you like to tell us?
Your DragonCon experience?
The greatest thing that happened, the coolest thing that's happened to you in your life, or your job?
Oh, we'll go with one of the cooler things, because my job currently is a little on the boring side.
Okay.
My job currently is that I'm a writer that's gotten employed as a graphic designer. So, as long as they don't ask me to design anything, it's all good. One of the coolest experiences. It started 15 years ago when I went on a hike on the Appalachian Trail with a handful of guys from my scout troop. It was the second day of the hike, and we had made a wrong turn, as often happens if anyone has ever hiked the Appalachian Trail. Sometimes the difference between a blue line and a blue bar aren't quite as distinct as you'd like them to be. So we had added an extra 4 hours onto our hike for that day. And of course, by the time we made it to the shelter we had planned on staying at, other hikers had already been there and set up their campsite, which left us looking for 2 trees to hang a tarp between. And on the top of a mountain, there's not a lot of trees. So as the sun set, we realized we weren't going to find any trees to hang our tarp between. We all kind of wandered off to look around the area, and I found myself sitting on a rock on top of the mountain looking out over the view. You could see 3 different towns, and way off in the distance was a 4th town, and that 4th town was having a fireworks display. Sitting there in the silence, watching the fireworks explode on the horizon without the sound of the fireworks, with the sound of the grass and the crickets and the rustling of the tarp as we tried to spread it in a way that would keep us dry if it decided to rain, I realized how connected we are with nature and how connected we are with each other because we share that natural connection. And that's what is known as a peak experience. And I had my peak experience on the peak of the mountain, on the Appalachian Trail, in New York State, when I was about 50.
Give him a hand. You can also add to that philosopher. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you were a proponent of Abraham Maslow, but very good with the peak experiences.
Okay. So, he's a storyteller, isn't he?
That's a good one.
Okay. All of us have stories. Some of us tell stories better than others. This is true. But we can all learn to tell stories better and better by practice. It's just a matter of practice. The more you practice and the more you tell them, the better you get at it. And the same is true for writing. That's the whole principle. That's why when you started school, they started with shaping the letter. Writing the letter over and over again in kindergarten and first grade and preschool until you were comfortable with it. And then they made you put together certain words and write down certain words. And then they punished you when you wrote other certain words as you get older. But the important thing is you can. Like I said, if you chat, you can write. If you can sit down and chat with 2 people, you can write. The next thing I'm going to have you do is get together in twos, okay? Now, this is a little tougher because some of you are shyer than other people and you don't know these people at all, okay? So, bottom line is I've got to have two people. So you can, buy out of it. It's only fair. You came to this as innocent victims. I mean, innocent people coming to a workshop because you were interested. So, I don't want to make you too much of a victim. Okay? Do we have volunteers? People who are willing to work with one other person? Okay? You two want to work together? Okay, cool. Are you two willing to work together? Cool. Get together. Are you two willing to work together?
Oh, I can put up with her, but I can't.
Excellent. Okay. I need a volunteer from out here. Oh, now you're going to escape on me?
Yeah, close call.
Okay.
Can I get my second card?
Yeah, let me give you that. What did I do with it? I probably put it in my pocket. No, you don't get that card. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Good heavens. What did I do with it? There it is. There you go. That'll just make it simple.
I'm bad at this.
And only the people in this workshop will have that email address. It isn't even started yet, I don't think. Though my techie says it may be. But the site is already up, and when he updates it, there will be a download for a book for each of you. It's free. It's an ebook. And it'll give you links that when you click on them will open up the sites if you have a browser enabled on your computer anyway, and you'll be able to see the places I'm talking about. Okay, we've got people together. That's great. Now, what are you going to do? First, review your stories and then rewrite it together. Okay. Review your stories and rewrite it together. You can choose one or the other or choose a third story. No problem. Use one or the other or choose a third story. Use one or the other or choose a third story.
Okay.
And have fun with them. Enjoy each other. You're going to learn a lot about each other just doing this.
And
that's part of the fun.
Really
of working with someone.
Okay, I got a question.
You betcha.
So, we are supposed to elaborate on it a little more? Or?
Okay, you have two minds now looking at one story. So, first pick a story. And then talk about it. And then, what else would you do? People work in different ways.
Okay.
If you're a structured, organized person, you're going to jot down notes of how that story ought to go and then write from there.
Yeah.
If you're crazy like I am, you just start writing. And because you're two people, I didn't want to give you too much structure or structure.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it.
So decide how you want to do it.
I already wrote my section.
All right, well, we're going to sit there. Try to get better than that.
Yeah, and one of the things that two people can do very easily is start asking questions. That prompts more and changes the story.
Okay, the first thing is to
look my favorite actor.
But see, this is how I did mine, and this guy wrote a story. So what are we supposed to do? Take these little clips and make a story?
Right.
You're supposed to help me. We're supposed to work this out so that it's going to make a little better. Okay.
And by the way, when you edited that gentleman's story, you left out the where. You dropped the Fort Lee part, which was his where.
But you didn't listen to me earlier when I said it doesn't always include all of them.
Maybe I was in the bathroom then.
And that's okay. Thank you. That's quite a correction. And that's something, even editors need editors.
That's true.
Yeah, that's
true.
That's
why
you have an assistant editor and an editor,
and
a proofreader.
And I think that's why, you
may
want
to
people
start
to have
out
a look at it.
Actually start out with that.
And if you can get more people involved, it helps. Because more eyes, more ideas, gives you more feedback.
I've been, I saw you in your
for all these
about being
he always
a long
edits
time.
My stuff and sees things I didn't see, and I always edit his stuff.
Science fiction.
Yeah.
And
well,
I don't
sometimes
worry
you write,
and I did.
Your mind writes it, but
yes.
your hands don't.
And, didn't
and then you have this sentence that makes no sense. It makes sense to you. And then when you go back and read it, your mind supplies that, but it's not there.
It takes that other person to read this and say, now, what do you mean by that? And all of a sudden
where's
goes,
the middle of the sentence?
And then you said, no, you said, Elaine, you have five more sentences right there.
That's true. All right. Help me out.
Let me read each. Go ahead.
Going to walk. I can read your writing. You write nice.
Okay, and the parade and the vet. No, it was in the morning. And so they had to work from the day from the morning. So they they hurriedly ran
and
down the long freaking Peachtree Street.
You know there was other words said that morning.
Yeah. And it got lost.
Okay.
But with the help of Strike Trooper
in Atlanta,
the Ring Elf was taken to Woodward Park, and as they turned the corner, they saw Klingon.
I had the chance.
Right. I didn't finish that part.
Okay.
To meet many.
Chance to meet many actors, authors,
actors and authors in shows that I love.
This is why I don't write with Renee. Even though she keeps saying we should write one together.
It's not just shows.
I mean, when you
think
from pieces, you know, you heard from those, you know what happened.
Whatever.
I'm not
okay.
From film and television.
Mm-hmm. Whoever decided to schedule the part, done.
Wait.
The Dragon Corn.
However, I also had the unexpected chance.
It's the Dragon Corn. Great.
Okay. One of the reasons why he's not writing.
The timing. Dragon Corn.
Okay.
Or the start time, one or the other.
Dragon Corn. Parade, yeah.
Proved to have positive and negative points.
Share the stage.
Early, it was cool. Unfortunately, when you're hungover, like the three of us were. Or the four of us.
Hold
on. That's good, that's good. Or when our group,
yeah,
just
that's
right.
That's why I'm
out of
you, too.
Our group. Our group.
That's a keeper. It will be on our website.
I might not get your face.
Okay,
but I'll just
say that.
I got
proved
a thing to be done.
That early in the morning, it was cool. In this too hot city of Atlanta, Georgia. Or of Atlanta.
Everyone in the group really hit it right.
Well, then did y'all do something else?
You guys done?
Yes.
No.
Awesome.
To
you guys are productive.
Well,
you ought to think about working
right
a little longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got to that part. Pretty much everything else done.
See,
the
typical males,
left.
These guys are still dithering.
You know, we have to do it that night. Someone else can be excited. Don't really like
the timing of the Dragon Con Parade proves to
someone else volunteer.
Mm-hmm. That early in the morning, the weather.
Don't stop.
Cool.
Don't interrupt me.
Just here in Atlanta, hot Atlanta.
And,
but for our hungover group, for
Karen,
Karen, and by just that other time.
Jacket,
Sam, playing what we're doing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's at the radio station in Nashville. And then the back says, got Jack. I got it on the way down here.
The night before.
Don't worry about that.
I don't care.
Actually, yeah, they're pretty much just the same. Even though I like Dave better than Derek. It has a little more original content.
We can always change it. Just write a real quick.
I like your stuff. I went to Carolina.
It took a while to decide if all those Peachtree streets were really Peachtree streets or if we were seeing doubles, triples.
They had a, I'll tell you, they had a map.
Pathetic. Armed with a pathetic map.
I'm still in school for computer engineering.
Armed? A pathetic map.
I could add like a whole size map.
We still managed to navigate multitudes of Peachtree streets. We still, they stay.
We're getting there. Yeah.
We still manage to
start everything.
I've had fun all every day here. My feet hurt, but other than that, it's okay.
I managed to navigate
multiple Peachtree streets.
Never thought.
The multitude of Peachtree streets, whichever.
The other grad students that were there
to reach our destination.
I was a grad student as well, and they were wondering what my thesis was, what my master's thesis was, and I was just like, no, I'm a graduate. I pity you. I pity you a lot. That's a hard blow to the ego.
Hungover, dude.
Realize that there's someone who's worse off than you, who pities you.
And a bad wig. Eric Atterbury.
I'm not sure if you're talking about
founders
were you surprised by like how normal they were.
And also
basically cartoons.
Was confused
just drawn in a different style.
Because confused.
In Japan, you may get a response. It's much more of an accepted art form for viable.
Just confused. Was confused.
There's a classic movie called Great Fireflies, whatever. Where it's basically a tale of these two children.
All of these people and these gentlemen. All of these people
period of time
complete.
Just after
complete
gentlemen
are all of them
they together
are relatively poor children
if they're online
you know how they try to survive through
all of them are very nice
heart-rich.
We're very down
great
work.
Yeah.
There's other stories.
Mm-hmm.
They
together
found
formed, you said.
Child growing
up,
maturing into an adult.
And
a person. And I came away from
confused.
Minority
is confused.
Growing up, an adult. Taking responsibility to
help me out there. Well, you're going in a whole different direction from where I was going, so you have to keep this up.
Should I knock out Eric? See, I had him in my first.
I know, that's, but that's...
Okay.
Just knock him out?
No.
Also confused. But along came
the 80-page senior thesis that I needed to graduate versus
looking at our
this one that was for an elective and the elective class I mean, was a lot better than the 80-page report because I was actually enjoying that.
Just right there we met.
There we met. Right here. Okay.
I got the 20 pages,
you know,
and I had to
that's
stop.
All you want.
Because that's
what
the professor said. You know, so you got to stop at 20.
The last minute. Last minute.
That I'd only gotten through a quarter of the outline.
Okay.
You know, like, those 20 pages, like,
yeah.
17 of them were just the first quarter.
Okay.
You know, the
okay.
first quarter.
Are you guys done?
Just right
after.
Yeah.
And she's,
yeah,
a, and she's at it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking
let's
book writer here. Teacher novelist.
And I was just like, wow, I should really finish this one.
Okay, you guys got it?
And then I graduated.
Almost. Cool.
That never got done.
You're in competition. The guys are almost done.
Okay, we're almost done, too. Then you go ahead.
That's why, this is why neither one of us writes with
look,
anybody
look at this.
Else.
We're rescued.
But I found that
I'm really sorry to lose this guy because I was going to show him. He can. He did write. He did write.
That was beautiful. I thought that was really touching what he wrote.
Yeah, but you know, he felt lessened by my edit, and that's not what I wanted him to feel.
No.
No problem.
Because the words were his. What I try to do as an editor, wherever possible, use the words I'm given, restructure it for impact.
My mother absolutely understands nothing about anything that I do. She knows more about computers than I do. Because, you know, she did lots of computer work. She was a system admin and everything.
Yeah, I like that. That was cute.
Even when it comes to, like, subjects
about
computers and what I like to do with them.
Yeah, Elf Maiden.
Anytime I'm writing to her, I always write as if she knows absolutely nothing. And I have to explain everything from the beginning to the end. And why I want to do something.
That's good. Guided to it.
We're talking about a technical writer.
Pointed us.
Yeah.
It us.
Well, you should be contacting all the manufacturers and say, I'll write the description of how to do, how to use, step by step. You make millions.
Okay. And what?
Make
a
good
ending.
They don't want eloquent. They want people who say, take part A, plug it into part B. If there is a problem, see Appendix C.
Someone that'll write just enough to confuse the rest of us.
No, those are the poorly translated ones.
Oh, yeah.
Upon Japan.
Yes.
Yeah, three languages, and
you
none
know
of them
the,
are understandable.
The ultimate technical writers work for IKEA.
We had
IKEA?
Yeah, because if you've ever bought a piece of IKEA furniture, you can figure out how to put it together, like, no, it's easier than anything, and they have it in five languages, and it's all, it's like.
Okay, now, while these folks are finishing up, most of them are done. You know, you can tuck in a word here and there as I go ahead and just generally talk. I wanted to get to some things that, just general, you know, that might be helpful. You know, I said to this lady that I was going to, that I was going to basically cover free internet writing and what you can do there. My book lists like five blog sites, standard ones. You know, our journalist back there is a blogger. I've done a blog on the convention, which, by the way, that link is on my site, and there's a bunch of convention photos there, too. Because we also had a CyberCon reunion for my site, cybercon.com, that I'm a member of. I don't own the site. I am a worker there. I am managing editor of CVN, CyberTown Virtual News. Free writing happens when you click on the internet and you log in. That's probably the first writing you do, and you do it to get on the internet. You do it so that your ISP says, yeah, they paid. You can let them on. Or if it's a college account, well, we won't get into that. Okay. But then free experiences to write. There are sites like cybertown.com. There is an encyclopedia called Wikipedia, I think it is. And MSN has gotten into this too now, where they're begging people to submit edits for their articles or extensions, additional stuff to be put into their program, their database. Wikipedia is like automatic, as far as I can tell. I'm sure somebody checks them.
They're peer reviewed.
MSN is like, well, you can submit it, we'll look at it, and maybe we'll do something with. But then that's kind of how MSN approaches with everything, so, you know. That's just that. But that was a surprise to me when I saw that come up on my browser, because I'm an MSN user. Talk about sites. News magazines is another one. You can find them. They like free stuff, some of them, you know, because they're free online. And you can develop a relationship through email or like that. Blogs are the easiest because it's just you doing it your own thing. When you involve other people, then you get into permissions and all this kind of thing of whether they want you writing for them, okay? And sometimes they will, especially if you're exploring your interest groups
Now, you all, you know, most of you email, so you're writing free there, too. Unless somebody pays you to, you know. Are you guys getting paid to send emails? Do you get paid to send email?
Well, when I send a story in, I email it. So, technically, yes.
So, but is that the only emailing you do? He gets paid for sending his email. Is this the kind of job you would like?
No.
Talk to him after the workshop.
Okay. It's basically a job where you sit in front of a computer all day. So.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, well, I do the same thing. And most of the time, I don't get dressed before noon. So I like it. It works fine. I've got my coffee, and I'm sitting in front of the computer, and I'm doing my thing. And then the phone rings, or somebody comes, or, well, you know, there's life. You have to get dressed.
Yeah, but I get overpaid, so I'm not.
This is known as compensation. Okay? For those of us who don't get paid a lot for sitting at home in our underwear typing on the computer, well, you know, hey, okay, that's a different kind of compensation. Okay. Next up from blogging and email is news groups, interest groups, where you can get involved. Almost everybody's got a community anymore, and you can find a community of interest, whether it's pets, zucchini, weapons of mass destruction, terrorism, news. You know, pick a word out of the dictionary and you can find an interest group that exists on the internet about it.
Aardvarks.
Aardvarks, yeah. I know, I'm sure there are. Okay.
News.
Now we.
Terrorism and weapons of mass destruction were all labeled together.
I know. I noticed that too.
Okay. Yeah. And if you want to really go crazy, do a Google search on. What is it, Usenet? Because it's like an alternate internet for most people.
Does Google own Usenet now? Is Google Groups the same as Usenet now?
No, but you can do a Google search that'll pull Usenet out. And we've got that in the book, too. You know, a guy who does Usenet a lot, you know, gave me that one, so I threw it into the book. You know, because I don't want to go there. I'm sorry. You know, in 1994, when I started using computers, I tried IRC and saw that stuff, and I saw this stuff on there, and I thought, oh, God, you know, just too much. It's overload for me. But it's a good research source, too. You can find probably just about anything there.
Oh, yeah.
There is the voice and tone of experience. Yeah, gosh, I remember that. TRS-80 Model 3, $2,499, 64K RAM. Ooh, that was a hot baby.
And school systems thought that was going to be the wave of the future. And
they never got into that, did they?
Yes, they did here.
I was going to say, ours got into Apple, and then Apple started raising the prices.
Apple gave their computers to all the schools.
That's how they got into it. Cheap is exactly what every school superintendent wants, whether it involves computers or staff. I'm a former school teacher. You just hear a slight tinge of bitterness. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, we've got these stories we're going to get back to. Let's see. What else do I want to say? We've got news groups like that, free writing there, email groups. Well, there's more sources in the book. So you can take a look at there. That's enough to give you a start. You know what's out there. You know you can do it. And if you don't feel like you're a competent writer now, practice will make you better. If you get together with someone like you just did, Did any of you learn something? Did you guys learn anything? Did you two learn something? That's what happens when you increase, when you go from one to two. Now, if we had the time, and we might have enough time to do flash fiction, but I doubt it, we could go to three. And it even gets wilder.
Yeah,
you get more ideas and more fun, too. And you should try it when you're working with a group of five on the internet, putting together a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you want to talk about all the jokes ever made about committees. It is definitely multiplied by 10 when you try that on the internet. But it's fun. It can be fun. You just have to have somebody to run it who pulls you back. Okay, step one, we have this. Everybody agreed? And then you go on from there. But that isn't often what happens. Anyway, okay, so let me start again. You have to leave?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. Before you go, let me give you one more thing from here, because we're going to move to fiction now. And nothing ever applied more than this, and I saw this just today on MSN. I loved it. To make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe. And that's what a writer does. If you're writing creative fiction, you start with your universe. Nora Roberts, who we talked about a little bit earlier, has created a slightly futuristic universe for her J.D. Robb author who writes 21st century detective stuff. Go back and pick up a romance from 1920. You'll see a very different one. There's one, is it called Freddy? I think it is. There's a number of older romances that are just fascinating to read because of the styles. And Harlequin has changed its style radically in the last 10 years, 20 years. It's gone awesome. I read their early mysteries, and they were 90% romance, 10%, well, okay, let's tack on a mystery. And now, by golly, they've gotten pretty darn good at them. They write some pretty decent mysteries. And of course, they've maintained, because within their list of demands for submission is a certain amount of romance. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a Harlequin novel. Okay. So, we've got that. Ads will be what we go to after this, because now we have your stories that you put together. Okay, who wants to read it?
What are we doing after this?
Ads.
I'm going to show you how to do an ad.
No, I don't want to do an ad.
You don't want an ad? Well,
no,
we'll make it quick.
I write fiction. I don't want an ad. You
okay.
Read that.
Okay. Oh, now you're making me read it. Okay.
I have a sore throat.
Okay. All right. Let's see here.
You wrote it. You're writing.
Where do we
you
start?
You see, this is another thing that
happens
when
we
get two people together. Suddenly you've got your
ball.
Okay. Wait. Yeah.
Okay. Parade. Okay. Dragon Con Parade.
The
Dragon Con Parade proved to be a positive and negative event. The Dragon Con Parade proved to be a positive and negative event that early in the morning. The weather was cool here in hot Atlanta, but for Karen, Carolyn, and Vi, who partied well late that night, it proved to be too early, and with a pathetic map, they still managed to move to through multiple Peachtree streets.
Navigate
to their death and couldn't find their destination. They also saw confused Eric Atterbury looking for the same destination, but was also confused. We were rescued by a stormtrooper and an elf maiden who guided us to the parade, and where we joined our group and joined the parade.
Not bad. Give them a hand.
Switching
Yeah.
Pronouns,
the one
which
problem,
was bad.
The one problem when you get more people is you kind of get kind of like going on different tangents, I think.
Okay, how can you handle that? Anybody got a suggestion? How can you handle going off on different tangents when you get two people together?
Well, I don't know if it applies here, but in one college class, we had half a dozen people writing a report together where each wrote sections and what, and then put them together, and they're international students even. And so we appointed one of us to put it all together and make sure it read like one paper with one style. One
so you had one editor who put it together.
Yeah, and that was me.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay.
So before you start a project, you can do that. Let me tell you about my fiction project, and then we'll go to theirs, and then yours, okay? I'm writing a 40s detective in the year 2005. He's in Las Vegas. He's roughly about 38, and he just completed a case. Well, he took care of his client. He took care of the guy who killed her sister and rescued the items she wanted. What he didn't know was this guy had more pull than he thought, because all of a sudden people are trying to kill him. And even his buddy, the police lieutenant, says, you need to get out of town. So he's going to fly to Australia. Well, he kills six people before he gets to the plane to fly to Australia, trying to save his life. And then he lands in Australia. The person I'm writing with is an Australian. And she's taking over when we hit Australia. We will do the dialogues online in MSN chat and then edit it from there. I'm the primary editor. But she's got all the Australian vocabulary. And she just loves Dashiell Hammett and Raymond Chandler. And so we collaborate on that. And we sit there online. We get distracted. We move to talking about this, that, and the other thing. So you get into cut and paste. But it's fun. It's entertaining. And you come up with a product. So that's one of the positives of working with someone. And he gave you the answer of how you do it when you're working with one or more people, other people. Someone has primary responsibility to edit. The other one can carp, can say this, that, the other thing, but there's one editor, one decision maker. Okay? And if you're friendly enough, you sit there and say, well, okay, I don't have a problem with using this word, using that word. You know, and that's the way you want it. You want to keep it friendly. Because, you know, sit there, you go on a power trip, blow it off, it ain't going to happen, baby. You're not going to get the project finished.
I found that in nonfiction, tangents can sometimes help you find out what the real point of the story is.
Say that again, Lee, because that's important.
I found that in nonfiction, going off on tangents will sometimes help you find what the real point of the story is. One of the best lessons I ever learned writing news stories was that what you start writing isn't where the story should start.
It often is that way when you're doing fiction. You know, because we know a story has a beginning, a middle, and an end. But publishers and editors will tell you that isn't necessarily where your story goes. You may start here, very near the end. You may start just five minutes before you were going to begin the novel. You need to go back a little bit and give it more there. Or, this is an event. This is the crux of it. We're starting here.
Okay.
And then you get flashbacks, you go back and forth, you do all that kind of thing. You know, and so your story may not be where you think it is, and you need another person's eyes to tell you that. In the book, you will find some links to some writing communities where they do critiquing. And this is another thing where you'll need to get involved. You'll have to critique other people's work. They'll critique yours. There are some awfully good ones online. There are some awfully bad ones online. There are ones where you can post something, you think you've got a good group, and no one responds. You may have found one of those groups that is actually is pretty much dead. Nobody does anything there. And then there's others. I've got one, and I love them. I love them dearly. It's called Scrawl. They sit there and try and blow you out of the water, I guess is the easiest way to say. You know, you want to get in here? Okay. Describe your last sexual experience. You know, something off the wall. Or, you know, describe 12 kinds of shit. You know, I mean, they want to see what you'll do to get in. And you get in, you critique the work, you ask them to critique your work, you get some awesomely good feedback. Okay? A friend of mine has roped me into one called Noteboard that is just starting out. It is a family-friendly group. You would be royally kicked out for using bad words because kids are on this one. And it's about the same thing, giving good feedback, helping and encouraging writing. And there are many of them that are there for that. And we give you some of those resources on it, too. Okay. Now, yours.
Let's see if I can read around my editing marks.
I hear that. There's an editor. Around, read around my editing marks.
It's too lazy to rewrite the whole thing.
I could have given you a red pen.
I'm not used to this.
I could have given you the red pen.
At the end of April 2005, I quit my job to stay home with my baby son. Child care would have been too expensive if it was available at all, which it wasn't. Plus, my old job in computer network security was boring and stressful. Our daily routine includes feeding baby Scott, changing his diapers, doing the laundry, and watching some TV. Sometimes I get out my laptop computer to do some programming. It's a lot more fun than my old job. The dress code is more relaxed, and the schedule fits my natural sleep rhythms much better. Surprisingly, diapers are more pleasant than meetings.
Give him a hand. Yeah. What do you think about that story? It tells a story, and it tells a good story. Okay. Anybody have a suggestion for making it a better story? Now we're talking critiquing. What could he do to make that a better story? Nobody? Okay, let me give you just one suggestion. And a suggestion is just that. In other words, I'm not saying, this is what you got to do. I'm saying, this is one way you could go. Okay? You could take that description of the previous job and take all those words, stressed, harried, running all around, blah, 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 blah. Nope. Stop. Instead, I chose, and you're in that. Because one of the first things with a story, and you'll find it if you're a reader, and I presume all of you are readers, is you look for a grabber, something that's going to pull them into the story. Because you've got a story, and it's a story everybody can identify. Everybody knows somebody who's been there, and some would just read it just the way you have it, which is fine. Others, you know, would be pulled in by giving them the absolute opposite view of where you are. And of course, you know, you talk about that relaxed dress code and all those other things, you know, and you've got a whole nother story just talking about the kid. You know, what you can do there. There's tons of stuff that can be there. There's a book there. But then I'm a believer. You look at anything in your life, you can make a book out of it. It's there. You can do 50,000 words on it. You know, you may not want to, and that means it won't happen. 50,000 words on any topic are going to happen because you want it to happen. Okay? If you want it to happen, you can make it happen. Okay, third story. Where are we on time? Anybody?
Almost 9 minutes left.
Nine minutes?
Yeah. Not much time.
Cool. Go ahead. We'll get this one done for sure.
I
rewrote it, and I still have editing marks to read it on.
Ooh, another editor. Cool.
Okay. This is about my DragonCon experience. I didn't know what to expect from my first DragonCon. I've been a longtime science fiction fan, and at DragonCon in Atlanta, I had the chance to meet many authors and actors from film and TV. I also had the unexpected chance to share the stage with my favorite actor, Eric Adebari. And I had the honor of meeting two of my very favorite artists, Roger Dean and Larry Elmore. All of them were perfect gentlemen, and I came away from the experience with new inspiration, and I had a very good time.
There you go. Give her a hand. Okay. Once again, step by step, she tells the story. Okay, same thing that, you know, I think really all of you did, was you started from the beginning and told it through. Okay? If you get a chance after the workshop or whatever, or you can email me about it, you can even type it up, email me the story, and I will edit it from my frame of reference to show you suggestions of what I do with it.
That would be great.
Okay? So you have that option. Now, don't use the JDB at jdbeditor.com. Use the MSN address because that one's
that's
consistent.
On
yeah,
right
that's on that card.
Grab your paperback.
Oh,
grab your paperback. That way you can send it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. And let's see. So
thank
I'd be glad to do
much.
That. Look at your stories and say, what is the most dynamic part of the story? Because in any story, especially short stories, that's where you want to start. Because it's a grabber. It pulls the reader into the action. And that's the goal of writing, is to pull the reader into it. And then take them along for a ride. Let them enjoy it. You know, we don't read except for information and entertainment. You know, we either need something or want something. And that's why we read. Okay, now that's very simplistic, but I'll still stand by it. Okay, additional directions I could have gone were ads. And the reason ads are important is because you are first and foremost the person who's going to stand up here and say, I'm here, read me. If you don't do it, unless you are J.K. Rowling, nobody else is going to do it for you. Mm-hmm. Okay? So learn advertising. Learn to say, I'm here. This is what I've got. This is what I can do. You've got a little bit on my card. It's not great advertising, but it's advertising. It puts it out there. It's the first step. Any of you could take out an ad and DragonCon magazine or Georgia Tech newspaper or the Atlanta Constitution, a big full-page ad. Have you ever seen those big full-page ads for movies, for actors, for presentations that come to town? That same kind of thing I'm talking about. And trust me, these are a lot cheaper. Okay? You do a full-page ad, that costs some serious money. Okay, short stories. How many of you read short stories? Okay. How many of you know what flash fiction is? Raise your hand if you know what flash fiction is. Okay.
You don't count.
Flash fiction. Let's see. I'm going to challenge him again. He came through on this story. Will he come through on flash fiction? Stay tuned after this commercial. Okay. What's flash fiction?
Written in 5 minutes or less, depending on how quickly you want to.
Whoa! Well, that's one perspective on flash fiction. And you're right. Flash fiction can be, I've seen it anywhere from 50 words up to 2,500 words. It depends on the site. And I don't know anybody can do 2,500 words in 10 minutes or less, okay? But, you know, flash fiction, okay? It is telling something quickly. There's even one book I think that's out that is was published and it's like one word or something like that. In fact, there's a series of books, you know, that do that kind of thing. So you can find anything. But my perspective on flash fiction is it's a short story, very brief, but it's complete. And whatever it's trying to do, it is complete. And it may not be trying to do the complete thing that you think of when you think of a story. It may be a description. It can be any number of things. But it is something that's complete, that's short, in anywhere from 10 to 2,500 words. Okay, let's just hear that. Have we got any time left, or should we wrap it up?
Should probably wrap it up.
Excellent, okay. If you want to talk about novels, more on free writing, more on writing for pay, be glad to after this, or you can email me. You've all got my address. That's fine and dandy. So, that said, I'm ecstatic to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16, 17, 18 of us here.
On a Monday.
Labor
Day.
After all those people left the con, and I just knew they were flying in to see me. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Does anybody need one of these cards? Maybe you get it.
Behind you.
So, okay. You can stand in line.
Thank you.
Thanks. That was fun.
But that was kind of interesting.
Meet other writers.
Yeah, it was. This was going to interesting
debut.
I think you were wonderful.
I like how you stood up and everything.
Okay.
And as soon as I get okay, that's by a year ago.
I got these strictly for workshop attendees.
Nymphs.
Oh, wow.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, the chair.
Well, if you want one. Because you're a workshop attendee, even though you're working.
I haven't done it in about 20 years.
The clothing looks like something.
Thank you so much.
That's what I asked.
Yeah. I'm just a little shy.
It's all right. I thought you were very brave standing up there and reading that after your partner disappeared.
I
know.
My embarrassing dancing.
Well, you didn't. You did a competent, good job. And by golly, you look in the mirror and you tell yourself that. All right?
Okay.
All right.
She writes very good fan fiction. Excellent.
Cool.
And I do have a novel in progress, too.
Wonderful.
She does, and she's really good.
That's
cool.
My
biggest fan.
I say that.
I tell you the truth, okay? You've got to have fans. You've got to have people who believe in you. When I did, kicked out my poetry book and gave it to a friend of mine, who is an avid
reader. A lot of times people dress up like this sort of thing.
She said,
it looks
darn
like
it.
Something cheap, something store-bought, something, but
so I have to go
you
by
see
memory.
Something that looks very well made,
but
looks comfortable,
to
like
Walt
you could wear it
and
then
Thomas.
Then use
oh,
it to scream
I
to
I
the
oh, oh, you know,
I'll write it back and tell her to send it to you again.
No, well, she never sent it. She just, she sat there and told me.
I need to write
and I said,
like that
anyway. Found
thank you.
So if we send these back to you, you'll...
I'll be glad to correspond with you, and I will get, show you
that
what
would
I would do
really
with an edit.
Nice.
Because that
because
would be great.
That gives you visual.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's so...